that we would be paying attention to, because there are still some areas where in attention should not be lost to the effect of the spending. The point, though, in as far as the committee has been concerned, was to shift into the quality of spending. Your visitation in several provinces has also highlighted this point. We know Northern and Northwest, where your concerns, as earlier stated to us, in many respects, one would say have been concerned in terms of how the tax funds are being utilized. This year, we have said we are going to be embarking very strongly into following the quality of spend. We would also ensure that our own officials, if not permanently stationed in the provinces, to ensure that we do that which is expected of us in terms of the money, supervising, assisting where possible, and reporting timely. That needs to be done so that then we enhance the value for money that is spent there. That point is now going to be vigorously pursued. We are going to be tying this with what has been announced in the State of the Nation and is expected to be the case in terms of the land and agrarian reform problem, which has got a specific subject matter of services that are getting attention. The CARES is providing a critical pillar to the support services of the land and agrarian reform. And we have structured a particular relationship and a format between ourselves and the provinces to ensure that we boost this area that I'm alluding to. Mm-hmm. In as far as MAPISA is concerned, there is both a happy note and a little bit of an unhappy one. Happy in the sense that MAPISA had been launched on the advice of cabinet as a pilot on three provinces. And the results, as would be indicated in the presentation, were very good ones from a pilot perspective. And it gave us then a very strong basis of running out across all the other provinces on the basis of the success that we reached. Sadly, just when the rollout was scheduled, there was a suspension due to problems that were experienced not within the MAPISA area, but outside MAPISA, where that caused the suspension because of certain incidents that had happened, leading to some people being fired and some being arrested or criminal action taken against them. And that occurred in the land bank. We managed, though later on, to salvage the activities to resume in as far as the rollout is concerned. It has necessarily then forced within the MAPISA people an adjustment in terms of what was expected this year. These are the highlights, which I thought I should introduce within these two programs. Other than that, MAPISA is expected to really be rolled out, and the lessons the experiences are not discouraging in and of themselves. With your permission, Chair, may I request Dr. Mkiza to do the presentation. Thank you.
Seems to me that if you include the tax for somebody to do the job,
Major, let's call me. I was not aware of it behind you. Major, let's ask him to rest, but in the meantime, let's move.
Good morning, Chair
Good morning, members. My name is Christopher Mkhize. Thank you, TG, for this opportunity. We have this presentation on your document, and I'm going through all the slides that you have. We are presenting the Comprehensive Agriculture Support Program and the status of expenditure of 31st December 2007. Let me start by taking you back to say CAS is a departmental initiative towards supporting provincial departments to create a favorable environment for emerging farmers in particular. And the objective of CAS is to expand provision of support services for agricultural development. You will recall that CAS has six pillars. What we wanted to emphasize is that the CAS that we are talking about accounts only for 15% of farmer support budget of the province. So the budget that we'll be talking about is only 15% of what all the provinces have towards farmer support. The six pillars of CAS include information and knowledge management, the technical and advisory assistance and regulatory services, training and capacity building, marketing and business development, on and off farm infrastructure development, and financial assistance. Looking back when CAS started in 2004-2005, we had a budget of 200 million rand, and this financial year, 2007-2008, we have a budget of 415 million rand. And CAS will be growing in terms of amount for the next few years, as indicated that by 2010-2011, we'll be having something like 758 million rand CAS funding. So it has been growing steadily over the years, and our projections are that it will be growing further in the future. If you allow me, Chair, the next slide indicates how much money has been going to the provinces, but in that slide we also indicate how much each province has been investing in farmer support. This is the 15% that I was referring to earlier on. For instance, the Eastern Cape is investing 365 million rand in farmer support, and they are getting 57 million rand from CAS. On average, when we total what the provinces are investing and what CAS is investing, the proportion is that CAS accounts only for 15% of the budget that goes to farmer support. The next slide indicates CAS contribution since it was inducted in 2004-2005. If you look at those figures, there hasn't been major changes in terms of the numbers, particularly the number of beneficiaries as well as the number of projects that have benefited from CAS. However, as I indicated, the budget of CAS has been growing. What that means is that when CAS started in 2004-2005, we had a lot of small projects, but today the budget has almost doubled and the number of beneficiaries and the number of projects have not changed. What that means is that we are getting deeper in terms of how we support the project, but again, projects have become larger, and the quality of our investment has improved over the years. When we started, we were only supporting on and off of infrastructure, but now today we are supporting almost all the pillars of cars and ensuring that there is sustainability in the projects that we are supporting. Today, about 218,000 beneficiaries have benefited from the CAS investment, and a total of about 3,270 projects. The 2007-2008 CAS projection. We call this CAS projection because the year has not ended yet. So what you see as project beneficiaries is what provinces had wanted to achieve. The budget is known and the budget is not projection. 70 million rand was given to the Eastern Cape, 33 million rand was given to the Western Cape. That one we know, but the other columns, which is projects and beneficiaries, is what provinces had wanted to achieve. And you can see that provinces they differ in terms of the number and the sizes of projects that they are supporting, and as well as beneficiaries. You had a Southern province having 10 projects, for instance, and 6,000 beneficiaries getting 20 million rand, and you have Northwest with 53 projects and 4,000 beneficiaries getting 53 million rand. So we don't dictate as to which project and what type of project province should be investing in, but what we know is that the quality of investment has improved over the years. The next slide is very important for this meeting because it indicates what the provinces have already spent, or let me say had already spent by 31st of December 2007. It varies quite a lot. During that time, the Eastern Cape province was at 77% spending. Gauteng, for instance, was at 94% spending by 31st of December last year. You also had provinces such as Limpopo, which had spent about 38% at the same time, and they varied. However, what we know is that with most provinces, the bulk of the CAS budget is committed. My colleagues will talk to that. They have the details, particularly for Limpopo, for the Northwest. For Limpopo, for the Northwest, as well as the Western Cape, where spending was less than 75%, and the details will be provided to whatever members have the questions on that. The next slide is a bar graph. Here we are showing what the situation was the previous financial year and what the situation is this financial year.